Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Aldis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dallas Green. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Dallas Green. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting 7th. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aldis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aldis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Throneberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, With the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dallas Green batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Cannell moves to second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cannell scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison strikes out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seavers is 0 for 1 in the game. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter is hit by the pitch. Seavers moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. There goes Neal. The throw from Oldis to second, and Neal is out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Oldis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oldis is 0 for 1 in the game. Oldis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green bunts in front of the plate. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Amaro moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amaro scores. It's Phillies, 1, Mets, 1. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hickman for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Cannell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up towards third. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Savage is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seavers is 0-for-2 in the game. Seavers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Aldis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Aldis is 0-for-2 in the game. Aldis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Amaro hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Woodling strikes out. There goes Thornberry. The throw from Oldis to Amaro, and Thornberry is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Woodling now playing right field. Richie Ashburn now playing center field. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mantilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sammy Drake pinch runs for Felix Mantilla. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neal bunts towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Drake moves to second. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Drake moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas is walked intentionally. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thornberry is walked intentionally. Thomas moves to second. Frank Torre now playing first base. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Sammy Drake now playing third base. Bob Aldis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldis is 0 for 3 in the game. Aldis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Drake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Amaro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Amaro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 1. And the Mets won. The Mets will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cannell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cannell hits a pop-up towards third. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson bunts towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Coleman moves to second. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn is walked intentionally. Sammy Drake is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive towards short. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 4 in the game. Callison bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Torre batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Savage moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bill Smith now pitching. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Thornberry bunts towards the mound. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Christopher moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Hershuer pinch hits for Choo Choo Coleman. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Mel Roach now playing third base. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hershuer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Joe Pignatano now catching. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 4 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Oldis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Oldis is 0 for 4 in the game. Oldis bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Oldis. The throw from Pignatano and he is out, Cannell applying the tag. 2 outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amaro is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Drake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Oldis and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Sammy Drake is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drake is 0 for 1 in the game. Drake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Mel Roach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Drake fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison, who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thronberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Thronberry strikes out. 1 out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodling is walked intentionally. Christopher moves to second. Bob Miller pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Joe Pignatano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pignatano hits a line drive towards short. Amaro catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chris Canizaro now playing right field. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Torre batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Torre is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torre for the out. 2 outs. Jack Baldschun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baldschun is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Drake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Drake is 0-for-2 in the game. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Drake for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gonzalez moves to second. Bob Oldis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oldis is 0-for-5 in the game. Oldis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Amaro is walked intentionally. Oldis moves to second. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roach is 0-for-1 in the game. Roach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Oldis scores. Amaro moves to second. It's 3-1, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Roach moves to second. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callison is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Canizaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Balds Chun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thronberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thronberry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Thronberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oldis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a fly ball into left field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.